Hi, I'm Kara Sutterfield, and this is my podcast. After over 20 years of leading one-on-one and group coaching in professional settings, I developed a passion for helping other women uncover who they long to become and how to live into that vision of self today. Let's deep dive into this profound exploration together, discover how best to embody the highest version of ourselves, and take action in this present moment to be her now. Welcome back to the To Be Her Now podcast. I am so thrilled to be here with you. My name is Kara and I am your host. And today we are going to talk about the Sunday scaries. I was having lunch with some coworkers recently and one of them mentioned getting the Sunday scaries and as a result sort of rearranging their time on the weekend to help alleviate that. And just in case you're not as informed, just like I was not as informed, I had to look up what the Sunday scaries were to make sure I understood what she was saying. So here is the definition. The Sunday scaries refer to the feelings of anxiety and dread or unease that many people experience on a Sunday, usually in the afternoon or evening, kind of as the weekend is winding down and the upcoming work week starts to loom. It's actually super common. It can feel like a pit in your stomach, racing thoughts, irritability, or just a general sense of stress about responsibilities, deadlines, or returning to a routine, and often tied to burnout, a lack of work-life balance, or even a deeper dissatisfaction with one's job or lifestyle. The idea caught my attention because I have absolutely experienced the Sunday scaries at various points in my adult life. And I'm at a point that I don't really experience them very often now. And so I thought I'd compile a list of several ways to help combat them in how you structure your weekend. So here we go. Here are some ways to combat the Sunday scaries if you are currently experiencing them. And I actually liked the way this was brought up by my friend because she was saying that she had to start rearranging her weekend and how she spent her time. So she used to get all of her errands and all of her things done on Saturday and then spend Sunday relaxing. But she started to notice that she would get the Sunday scaries with all of that time to rest and be still. And so she actually flip-flopped how she handles her weekends now. She takes a rest day on Saturday to recoup from the week and at a time when she's not going to get overwhelmed with thoughts of work because she knows she still has a whole day. And then she spends Sunday preparing for the week ahead and all of that action and that busyness both alleviate the anxiety because she's doing things in the way of preparing for the week and also just keep her busy so that she's not sitting around with those looming thoughts. But here are seven more ideas to combat the Sunday scaries. Number one. Create a Sunday ritual that you look forward to. So instead of letting Sunday evenings become a countdown to Monday, intentionally design a ritual that nourishes you. For example, you could cook a favorite meal like a homemade pasta or a cozy stew. You know, maybe you listen to music while you're doing that. Something that just soothes you, takes you out of your head, gets you in the moment. You could light candles, put on something soft and cozy, and curl up with a book you've been saving. Or you could maybe watch a nostalgic movie or a feel-good show that brings warmth instead of overstimulation, just something to really relax. You could even do something like create a Sunday self-care basket. And you could fill it with items like a face mask, maybe your favorite tea, your journal, cozy socks, maybe essential oils. Anything that becomes your sacred wind-down time. You just sort of have it all in one place and something you look forward to. Ultimately, the goal here would be to teach your nervous system to associate Sunday nights with comfort and not dread. Idea number two is to plan your week gently. Maybe set aside 10 to 15 minutes to review your upcoming week so that you can shift from anxiety and into empowerment because you will have a plan. You could maybe use a planner or a whiteboard to sort of sketch out your top three priorities for the week. Not everything, just a few major focuses that you're going to walk into Monday morning knowing that you're going to tackle. If you have the control over your schedule, maybe try moving high energy tasks like meetings or errands or coaching to later in the week if possible, so that Monday feels more calm and more manageable. Also, this is meant to be a brief overview. Don't try to solve everything on Sunday. Just give yourself a broad sketch, just so nothing sneaks up on you. You could even choose one anchoring habit to focus on during the week. like walking daily or drinking more water, rather than overwhelming yourself with a full routine or overhaul. Think of this as preparing a soft place to land, not gearing up to battle. That idea will work if you are someone who feels like you're running into your week blind. But if you're someone who overthinks, the third idea is for you, sort of the opposite of our second one. The third idea to combat the Sunday scaries is to limit work-related thoughts. One of the biggest Sunday scaries triggers is to mentally dive into the work week too early. And if this is you, you might try a few of these things associated with limiting your work-related thoughts. Set a clear boundary. No work emails or Slack messages after a certain time, or at all on Sunday if you can. Or you could try muting work notifications, or even delete apps temporarily if they're too tempting. When work thoughts pop up, jot them down on a notepad and remind yourself this is a Monday thought. I can let it go for now. Or you can even try replacing the urge to get ahead with something nourishing. Maybe try a creative hobby or a walk outside or time with loved ones. Just remember that Monday you is absolutely capable and Sunday you deserves rest to prepare for the week. The fourth idea I have to combat the Sunday scaries is to move your body. I actually talk about this a lot in different contexts, but movement can work magic on your nervous system, especially when it's done with the intention to care for yourself and not to punish yourself. So here's some ideas to get your body moving. Go for a walk in nature and leave your phone at home so that you can really let your senses rest. Or maybe you could try a short 15-minute yoga session or stretch while listening to calming music. You could even dance around your living room to your favorite song. Movement doesn't have to be structured. It just has to feel good. Maybe do some light gardening or yard work. Get your hands in the dirt and reconnect with the earth. Moving your body helps shift anxious energy into a more grounded presence. My fifth idea is to connect with someone. Anxiety thrives in isolation, and a moment of connection can be so powerful in helping move you out of it. It can be as simple as calling a friend or a family member just to chat. You don't have to have an agenda and you don't have to have updates ready to go, but just to reach out and connect. Maybe you could cook dinner together with your partner or your kids or a roommate and share one thing that you're grateful for. Because remember, negativity or anxiety and positivity or gratitude cannot function in your brain at the same time. So it's an automatic way to switch it off. You can invite someone to go on a Sunday walk or coffee date. It doesn't have to be deep, just connecting. It would also kill two birds with one stone by getting your body moving. I know sometimes connecting with others can be tough, especially if you live alone. So it can even just be to send a voice note to someone you care about or even chat with your neighbor. Being seen and heard by another human can reset your entire emotional state. Okay, the sixth idea I have for combating the Sunday scaries is to make Monday better, as much as is in your control. Part of Sunday anxiety comes from the belief that Monday will be hard or dreadful. Reframe that by adding something to look forward to. Maybe plan a fun breakfast on Monday or something that feels like a treat. You could download a podcast you love and save it for your Monday commute or walk. You could wear something that makes you feel confident and cozy. Or even schedule something small and uplifting on your calendar, like a coffee catch-up or a lunch break outside or a midday walk. When you plant joy into Monday, you water down the fear. And idea number seven to combat the Sunday scaries and start to look forward to Monday is to reflect instead of dread. Sundays are a sacred threshold. Rather than spinning in anxiety, use this time to reflect and integrate. Here's some prompts that you can use. What went well last week? Big or small? What did you learn about yourself or others? What can you release from last week that you no longer need to carry? What would make you proud by next Sunday? You could write these out in a journal or talk them out with a loved one or simply take a moment in silence to just think about these things. This turns Sunday from a pit of dread into a platform for growth. And speaking of a platform for growth, I think it's worth noting whether or not you tend to spend your weekend avoiding the life that you have, meaning that you're numbing out, you're zoning out by watching TV or scrolling, you're drinking too much, you're running off the rails, eating a whole bunch of things that aren't going to make you feel great. Or are you spending your weekend building the life that you actually want? Are you investing in yourself? Are you studying something new? Are you looking for a different job? Are you spending time with people that uplift and grow you? Are you reading? Are you meal prepping? Are you taking great care of yourself so that as the weeks pass, you're making headway in the directions that matter to you? The Sunday scaries aren't just about Monday. They're about feeling out of control, disconnected, or depleted. These practices may help you return to yourself, to the present moment, and to the power you already have to shape your days. I hope you found this list helpful, and I really look forward to connecting with you again next week. Thanks for joining. We'll talk soon.